USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus vaccines are on their way to hundreds of vaccination sites around the country after receiving FDA and CDC approval over the weekend. Many of those who will be first in line to be vaccinated will be those in nursing home facilities, something that was reportedly not going to begin for at least another week. That's something Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says was a misunderstanding. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that nursing homes will be able to begin vaccinations as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, we're not actually asking the nursing homes to wait. And we were able to have a really good discussion with CBS leadership about this misunderstanding that they had at the President's Vaccine Distribution Summit. So I think we've gotten that all straightened out with them. And we'll be getting CVS and Walgreens vaccinating our nursing home people. Almost 100% of our nursing homes have signed up with that program for a turnkey vaccination operation. And we could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been accused of sexual harassment. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Germany has announced an even stricter national lockdown as coronavirus cases and deaths in the country continue to rise. Starting this Wednesday, all schools will move to remote learning, most non-food stores will be closed, and all restaurants will be forced to move to takeout and delivery services only. The new restrictions are set to last until January 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With vaccinations against COVID set to start this week, just 10 months after the beginning of the global coronavirus pandemic, many are crediting President Trump's Operation Warp Speed with a medical miracle. The president agrees, telling Fox News that if someone else was in the White House, the world would still be waiting on a vaccine.
If I wasn't president, according to almost everybody, even the enemy, if I wasn't president, you wouldn't have a vaccine for 5 years, okay? I pushed the FDA and companies and everybody else involved like nobody's ever been pushed before, and now you have it rolling out. And frankly, they could have done it last week. They could have even done it a week sooner, and they heard from me. But this has been a great, really medical miracle. They call it a medical miracle. And it's going to have a tremendous impact. 95% effective. We have Moderna coming out next week, very soon. We have Johnson & Johnson, a one-shot vaccine coming out. All great companies.
The coaching carousel in college football has begun. Auburn firing head coach Gus Malzahn after 8 seasons at the helm. He led the Tigers to an SEC championship and the national championship game in 2013, his first season with the school. And legendary British spy author John le Carré passed away Saturday night, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.